Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty. This is week 5 waiver wire report. We're going 10 minutes or less. So quarterback position, nothing too huge this week. No real major injuries. I was sort of watching the Indy situation because I was potentially concerned that it was a Carson Wentz issue. Not really concerned as much. It looks like he's going to be able to play through it. Should be fine. I was mildly concerned about Tyler Heinicke with Washington, but it doesn't look like he's going to be an issue either. He played well enough to sort of, get himself righted. So that's the issue there. It looks like Bridgewater concussion protocol, questionable for week five. So we'll see there. Drew Lock, maybe a potential spot start. Again, I'm guessing if you're playing Superflex, he's probably rostered and start one, probably not worried about it. So that's, you know, if he's not rostered in Superflex, I would clean up the share, but I wouldn't expect it to be much of anything. It looks like Dalton's going to be out again. So you got Fields, right? Same thing with Garoppolo. He's out, but again, you got Lance. So I don't think there's anything super there to watch. We're on the watch for Tyrod potentially back next week. That would clear up the starting quarterback situation for the Houston Texans. Rodney Smith with Carolina. He played a significant amount of some of the passing game work, so he's a potential waiver wire add there. Clean up any shares of P. Ryan. It looks like Mixon's going to be doubtful for week 5, potential week 6 beyond return for him. So clean up P. Ryan would be my advice there. Any shares of him, I would add him. I would add him behind, and I'll get to it in a second, Damian Williams. I would have him higher up on a pecking order than P. Ryan at this point. Jacobs should play, so no real, again, Peyton Barber's already probably rostered if he's relevant. So Damian Williams, you're adding him. He's a pretty aggressive add if you don't already have him rostered, if he's not already rostered. I think he's a pretty aggressive fab bid in terms of, it looks like it's going to be a multi-week injury for David Montgomery. We're looking like a month. So again, you get somewhere near about a half of the remainder of the regular season you're getting out of Damian Williams. I think that's an interesting situation. The other thing to potentially do, Khalil Herbert is a potential spec add here later on. So that would be the secondary play that I would do. Again, hopefully you're not you already have Damian Williams rostered, and then it's a more of a Khalil Herbert for a buck type add. That would be the thing that I'd watch for. Other things here. It does look like Carlos Hyde, by the way, is it was an injury that held him out. So there was some concern about why he was not playing. It looks like it was an injury. That's why he was inactive. It was not a healthy scratch. So I'm not super concerned about cleaning up any shares there. I think Carlos Hyde's still the guy to own. If he was dropped or anything, I'd potentially add him back if he is available there. Again, spec buck add, just HHG guy up and down there. Some additional guys. Alex Collins played a substantial amount ahead of Chris Carson here in week four. So in the second half, I did some reading on that. I spent a good amount of time doing some news and reading into it. It looks like it was just a hot hand approach type deal. So I wouldn't be super concerned about it, but I do think it's a share to clean up if he is available. So I mentioned Damian Williams, I mentioned P. Ryan, Ty Montgomery, Dwayne Washington as well. So Ty Montgomery, I think the backup in, so Tony Jones, let's take a step back. Tony Jones injured in New Orleans. It looks like it's maybe a month length of injury. They don't have anyone, they haven't signed anyone, and they don't have anyone on the practice squad or anything that's super clear that they're going to call up and be like, oh yeah, that's the guy. So it appears as of right now, Dwayne Washington, who's been specifically a special teams guy, and Ty Montgomery potentially operate in a receiving role. Those two guys, it looks like are the next guys up. My money would be on Dwayne Washington being the injury way guy in a running sense. I'm not sure what the potential adds are down the line in terms of, who's out there that they might be interested in on the waiver wire or anything like that. Without news, you know, before your waivers, I would set something on Dwayne Washington as being the injury way guy. Take a spec bet on Ty Montgomery as well. Again, I think Washington, maybe a small percentage, and Ty Montgomery a buck. Ty Montgomery might be wide receiver eligible too, so that's an interesting spot start scenario. If, God forbid, something happens to Kamara, to pivot to Montgomery. Khalil Herbert, I think I mentioned, a spec bid. Chris Evans, a spec bid. And that's pretty much the deal there for the receiver position. If Jeremy McNichols is available, I think he's a key add as well. And then I would basically be, you know, again, cleaning up any shares. Just work your way through your lists and check and see if there's any, you know, if there's any guys available there on the depth chart. I don't think Zach Moss or anyone like that's available, but obviously if they are, add them. Tyson Williams, maybe a cut. I would hold another week just to check and see. I would hold him just to see what the deal is there. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Malcolm Brown, again, he's probably rostered, but again, clean him up. If Devonta Booker, I'm not entirely sure with that scenario. If he's available, I would add him back. And Jeff Wilson, potential stash guy. Okay, wide receivers. And I have a ton here. Again, this isn't really a place we operate. Tim Patrick, if he's available, I'd add him. Quintez Cephas, seeing a team high in terms of snaps. It's a wide receiver position. That's interesting. Big jump from Keelan Cole. Jameson Crowder up as well for the Jets. Chester Rogers played 78% of the routes per dropback. So he ran 78. He ran routes on 78% of dropbacks. That was the big uptick with both A.J. Brown and Julio out. So he's the potential guy that could be a beneficiary of any continued injuries there. So that's a monitor. Alan Lazard, big up to 93% of the routes per dropback he ran. That is in the absence of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So he's an interesting one there. To potentially capitalize there going forward. Looks like A.J. Brown, Julio probably questionable this upcoming week. Same with Chase Claypool, Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton. T. Higgins is probable. Will Fuller looks like he's out. DJ Shark broke his ankle. So, again, I might add in if Marvin Jones is available. I doubt he is, but if he's available, I would add him. John Ross, uptick for the Giants. He's a potential, again, it's like a 1-for-50 and a touchdown type of scenario. But he is a name and he fits well with what Daniel Jones wants to and is capable of doing. I doubt Rashad Bateman's available, but just notice he is going to come off IR. So just make sure you have yourself situated in a way that you can get him off of your IR. So consolidating roster spot and that sort of thing. And that's pretty much it for the receiver position. All right, got less than 2 minutes left for tight end. So big one here, Logan Thomas injured week to week, right hamstring strain, so probably a multi-week injury. The big beneficiary, Ricky Seals-Jones, big uptake in terms of yards per route run. He's one that I'm definitely watching and interested in. Cameron Brate, if he is out there, he's probably worth a stash in terms of an uptick with Gronkowski out. Looks like Gronkowski's going to be a multi-week injury as well. One other two other names of note. I'm not sure who's going to win the Jordan Akins, Pharaoh Brown competition, but Pharaoh Brown saw a big uptick in terms of routes run percentage this past week. The amount of dropbacks that he ran a route on, I should say. That's interesting in that competition. And one last one, Kylan Granson with Indy. He's a name that's familiar. He saw a big uptick. He ran a route on 50% of dropbacks this past week, which is a big uptick from where he was. So I'm not sure if that's foretelling something or if that is, what the angle there is for Indy to do that, but I'm interested in adding any rogue shares. All right, we made it in under 10 minutes. That'll do it for the Wednesday waiver wire rundown. Again, check out all of your the Analytics Dynasty content. We got snap reactions for quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end out. I've already recorded them. We did a show on just the running back rundown. And this will be your capstone show for the week. So that'll do it. Trades tomorrow. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.